This is N0YO, Central Canada Skywarn. National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Wake County until 4:45 p.m. Severe thunderstorm warning for Wake County until 4:45 a.m. We have a weather statement that an aerial flood advisory for Chatham and Wake County until 6:45 p.m. Okay, this is N0YO, Central Carolina. The severe thunderstorm warning for North Central Wake County in Central North Carolina will be in effect until 4:45 p.m. At 3:51 p.m., National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm 6 miles northeast of RDU International Airport, or 7 miles north of Raleigh, moving east at 7 miles an hour. Penny-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles an hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted would include Falls Lake. A severe thunderstorm can produce large damaging hail, damaging winds of 58 miles an hour or greater, deadly lightning, and very heavy rain. Please go inside a sturdy shelter, move in an interior room, and stay away from windows. Remember, a warning means severe weather is imminent or occurring based on radar and or ground reports. The National Weather Service is looking for reports of this severe weather. This would include hail, any size initially, then penny size to a quarter inch diameter or larger thereafter. Measure wind speeds of greater than 50 miles an hour. Measure rainfall 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time, or even less, and the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes. Any damage caused by high winds, such as down limbs or trees in their approximate diameter, and building and roof damage. Skywarn will monitor this frequency for reports of severe weather and increase activity as needed with any criteria verification. Skywarn is in standby mode at this time, and the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We do ask that stations leave longer breaks between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. Please stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio and local media for further information and updates. We're operating on a WB4DQD repeater 14688. Should this repeater go offline, our backup repeater is a K4ITL 147105 with a tone of 82.5. Our next backup would be the 147135 with a tone of 82.5 that's located in Chapel Hill. This is N0YO for Central Carolina Skywarn, looking for severe criteria weather. Do remember that Central North Carolina is in a thunderstorm watch area until 9 p.m. tonight. Here's a weather statement from the National Weather Service. Urban and small stream flood advisory is for east central Chatham County in central North Carolina and west central Wake County in central North Carolina until 6:45 p.m. At 3:45 p.m., Doppler radar indicated thunderstorms with very heavy rainfall nearing stationary along Highway 64 from just west of Jordan Lake to Apex. Radar indicated 1.5 to 2 inches of rainfall in less than an hour. Heavy rain will continue to fall and will result in minor flooding. Locations threatened with flooding include Apex, Farrington, Carpenter, and Bunham. Excess runoff from the storm will cause flooding in small streams and creeks. Highways and underpasses, commuters, especially along Highway 64, should remain alert for standing water in the roadways. Be prepared to take action if the flooding threat increases or a warning is issued. Most flood deaths occur in automobiles. Never drive your vehicle into an area where the water covers the roadway. Flood waters are usually deeper than they appear. Turn around, don't go down. And please don't drown. This is N0YO, Central Carolina Skywarn. We are in standby mode looking for spotter reports of criteria severe weather. This is N0YO, Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service has just updated that the severe thunderstorm warning will now include Chatham and Wake County until 4:45 p.m. This severe thunderstorm warning will remain in effect until 4:45 p.m. for southwestern Wake and northeastern Chatham counties. At 3:51 p.m., National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. The storm was located directly along Highway 64 from Pittsburgh to Chatham County, east to Cary in Wake County. In addition to damaging winds, continuous cloud-to-ground lightning is occurring with the storm. Move indoors immediately. Remember, if you can hear the thunder, you are close enough to be struck by lightning. Heavy rain with rainfall amounts exceeding 1 to 2 inches during the next hour can be expected in these areas. Motors should drive with caution to avoid hydroplaning. Also, minor flooding of low-lying areas, creeks, streams, and some roadways can be expected. A severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 9 p.m. Friday evening for all of Central North Carolina. This is N0YO, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria verification of weather. This is N0YO, Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service has canceled the severe thunderstorm warning for Chatham and Wake County. Okay, National Weather Service is a weather statement for following counties: Granville, Halifax, Vance, and Warren. At 4:06 p.m., strong thunderstorms will move across Warren, Granville, Vance, and Halifax counties through 5 p.m. At 4:06 p.m., Doppler radar indicated strong thunderstorms along a line exceeding from Rosemary to Brea, moving southeast at 10 miles an hour. The strongest storms are located near Oxford, near Middlesex, and near Lillington. Locations on the path of these storms include the following: Brea, Warrenton, Roanoke Rapids, Henderson, and Stem. Gusty winds of 40 to 50 miles an hour are very likely with this rain, and dangerous cloud-to-ground lightning can be expected with these storms. People in the path of these storms should go to a safe shelter immediately. This is N0YO, Central Carolina Skywarn. As of this time, there are no more warnings up. Just watches for all of Central North Carolina until 9 p.m. tonight for severe thunderstorms. That's a watch until 9 p.m. tonight for all of Central North Carolina. At this time, N0YO, Central Carolina Skywarn, is going to take down the tones.
Skywarn, clear.
This is N0YO, Central Carolina Skywarn. We are still in standby mode without the tones and waiting for any severe weather criteria reports. This is N0YO, Central Carolina Skywarn. This is a weather statement from the National Weather Service that all of Central North Carolina is in a thunderstorm watch until 9 p.m. tonight. That's a watch until 9 p.m. tonight. This is N0YO in standby mode.
N0YO, KG4, SDK. And Skywarn net control, Kilo Golf 4, Foxtrot Tango Tango.
KG4 FTT, NC4VA, I'm mobile. Jim must have stepped away from the radio for a moment. What's up, Thomas?
I was going to ask him to check his information from the National Weather Service's sources. I think he still has a warning in effect of 4:45 for north central Wake County. It was the southwestern Wake County and northeastern Chatham County warning that I believe it was canceled.
Okay, we'll see if he comes back in a moment and can check on that, or I'll give him a phone call. Thanks, Thomas. NC4VA.
I would check it myself, but my computer's down, so I'm unable to check on bot. I am bot.
Station calling in 0YO, come on back.
Yeah, I think you need to check your information. We might still have a warning. According to the information I'm hearing, we still have a warning in North Central Wake County to 445. Please check your information. I don't have internet to check it.
Okay, I have a rate straight to the Weather Service and it was canceled.
As I'm hearing on the Weather Service radio, that there's still a warning for North Central Wake County to 45, but the Southwestern Wake County warning was the one that was canceled.
Yeah, it was Southwestern Wake and Northeastern Chatham County that was canceled. Also, the storm which prompted the warning for Northeastern Chatham Counties and Southwestern Wake County was canceled. But North to Central Wake County, that's still in effect until 445. They just sent me the update on that one.
For the one that's still...
You took the tones down. That's the reason why I was calling. Okay. You got it. KG4FTT.
Yeah, we're still in standby mode, even with the tones.
Jim, if there's a warning still in effect, the tones need to be up. Tones don't have anything to do with standby.
Yeah, they sent cancellation and it just sent a re-notification. 0YO, sent to Carolina Sky 1, bring in.
Sky 1, active.
Thanks, Jim. NC4VA, I'll be home shortly. You're doing a good job.
Yeah, they sent a cancellation to me, and then all of a sudden they... weird, but yep, okay. Okay, there still is a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 4:45 for North Central Wake County. The other warning was for Southwestern Wake County that was canceled. And Northeastern Chatham County. But a severe thunderstorm watch will still stay in effect for all of Central North Carolina until 9 p.m. tonight. And 0YO is sent to Carolina Sky 1. Thanks a lot for the information. The other station I was calling me. This is N0YO for Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service has just canceled the severe thunderstorm for warning for North Central Wake County. I repeat, the severe thunderstorm warning for North Central Wake County has been canceled. It's at 4:28 today. The storm which prompted the warning has weakened below severe limits, therefore the warning has been canceled. This is N0YO for Central Carolina Skywarn in standby mode. And bringing down the tones.
Skywarn, clear.
N0YAO, NC4VA.
Go ahead, N0YO.
Hey Jim, I'm home and I can assume net control responsibilities, and I can't thank you enough today. I know you've been at it for a while too, but your help has been so much appreciated. I'm really glad you're net control. Thanks a lot, and I'll go ahead and resume or assume responsibilities as net control. And I would assume at this point, I just walked in, we don't have any severe thunderstorm warnings. It looks like everything has been canceled and in just the watch at this point. Is that correct?
That is correct, yeah. No sooner brought it up, brought it back down again. So, yeah, it's just a watch until 9 p.m. For North Central North Carolina.
Okay, good deal. Thanks for bringing me up to speed. And, again, appreciate your help so much. NC4VA, now assuming net control responsibilities for Central Carolina Skywarn. Standing by for severe weather reports.
NC4VA and 6CUYB.
This is NC4VA.
Hi, Virginia. I'd copied that they have dropped everything for this area, but I thought I'd make you aware that we do have a thunderstorm going on over here in Nightdale at this time.
Okay, well, I have radar, and at this point, I am looking at IMBOT, and there are no severe thunderstorms. That's at this point, we're only looking for severe weather criteria. Appreciate you being there. If you have anything that meets severe, please call in. NC4VA. And this is NC4VA with Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service has issued a special weather statement for Franklin, Granville, Halifax, Vance, and Warren counties. It reads as follows. Strong thunderstorms will move across Warren, Granville, Vance, Halifax, and Franklin counties through 5:45 p.m. At 4:48 p.m., Doppler radar indicated strong thunderstorms along a line extending from Littleton to 8 miles northwest of Franklinton, moving southeast at 11 miles per hour. Locations in the path of these storms include Ingleside, Franklinton, Airlie, Arcola, Youngsville, Centerville, and Lewisburg. Gusty winds of 30 to 40 miles per hour, pea-sized hail, very heavy rain, and dangerous cloud ground lightning can be expected with these storms. Rainfall amounts exceeding 1 inch during the next hour can be expected in these areas. Roads including Highway 85, Highway 1, and Highway 158 will likely see considerable ponding of water. Motorists should drive with caution to avoid hydroplaning. A severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 9 p.m. for the following counties: Chatham, Durham, Franklin, Granville, Halifax, Lee, Nash, Orange, Person, Vance, Wake, and Warren. The National Weather Service will be looking for spotter reports of severe weather should it develop. The National Weather Service is looking for the following types of reports: hail, any size initially, then penny-sized, 3/4 inch in diameter, or larger thereafter; measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour; measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less than the times of measurement; flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs; rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes; and of course any damage caused by high winds, such as down limbs and trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. Skywarn remains in standby mode at this time, so the repeater's free for normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave some breaks between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. A severe thunderstorm watch is in effect until 9 p.m. for the following Central Carolina Skywarn counties: Chatham, Durham, Franklin, Granville, Halifax, Lee, Nash, Orange, Person, Vance, Wake, and Warren. A watch means conditions are favorable for severe weather to develop in and around the watch area. Should severe weather develop, the National Weather Service will be looking for the following types of reports: hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch diameter or larger thereafter; Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occur. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds, such as downed limbs and trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. Skywarn is in standby mode at this time. That means the repeater's free for normal amateur activity. We do ask that stations leave longer breaks between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any spotter reports of severe weather. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service has canceled the severe thunderstorm watch for the following Central Carolina Skywarn counties: Durham, Granville, Nash, Warren, Chatham, Orange, Vance, Franklin, Halifax, Person, and Wake. Again, the severe thunderstorm watch is canceled for the following counties: Durham, Granville, Nash, Warren, Chatham, Orange, Vance, Franklin, Halifax, Person, and Wake counties. That severe thunderstorm watch has been canceled. A severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 9 p.m. for one Central Carolina Skywarn County, and that is Lee County. Lee County is under a severe thunderstorm watch until 9 p.m. A watch means conditions are favorable for severe weather to develop in and around the watch area. Skywarn remains in standby mode. The repeater's free for normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave some pauses between their transmissions should severe weather develop, and to allow Skywarn spotters to make their reports. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn.
Miss Virginia, it just started to rain over here in eastern Johnston County. I want to thank you for whatever we get. We're just north of that one that's coming across Smithfield, Princeton, so we'll take all the drops we can get. Edwin Beachy Way.
It was ordered just for you. I knew you needed it. Drive carefully, NC4VA.
I know, the other day I mowed my grass and we got a downpour, 2 inches worth, on that last storm to come across. So I guess if I need rain, I'll have to mow my grass more often.
You found the secret. It's either wash your car or cut the grass, I guess. NC4VA.
Edwin Beachy Way.
This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. A severe thunderstorm watch is in effect until 9 p.m. for Lee County. Again, severe thunderstorm watch in effect for Lee County until 9 p.m. A watch means conditions are favorable for severe weather to develop in and around the watch area. Should severe weather develop, the National Weather Service will be looking for the following types of reports: hail any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter, or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds, such as downed limbs and trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. Skywarn is in standby mode at this time. The repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave some pauses between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. A severe thunderstorm watch is in effect for Lee County until 9 p.m. A watch means conditions are favorable for severe weather to develop in and around the watch area. The National Weather Service will be looking for spotter reports of severe weather should it develop. This is the kind of report they'll be looking for: hail any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter, or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes. Any damage caused by high winds, such as down limbs and trees, their approximate diameter, and any building roof damage. Skywarn is in standby mode at this time. The repeater's free for normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave longer breaks between their transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any spotter reports of severe weather. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. A severe thunderstorm watch is in effect for Lee County until 9 p.m. A watchman's conditions are favorable for severe weather to develop in and around the watch area. Skywarn is in standby mode at this time. The repeater's free for normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave some pauses between any transmissions for Skywarn traffic. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of any severe weather.
PCTN Traffic Net in 2 minutes.
This is NC4VA with Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service has canceled the Severe Thunderstorm Watch for Lee County. The Severe Thunderstorm Watch for Lee County has been canceled. Since there are no severe thunderstorm warnings within the Central Carolina Skywarn area and the watch has been canceled, we'll now conclude Skywarn activity at this time. On behalf of the Skywarn program, we'd like to thank the Piedmont Coastal Repeater Network for the use of the repeater. We'd also like to thank the amateur community for giving Skywarn traffic priority and all storm spotters who have participated. I'll now turn the repeater to normal amateur use. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, clear.